Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
Rhinos are a real big problem, and MAGA is the third party, period. If you're not putting in MAGA candidates, we're not getting anywhere. If you're donating to RNC, we're not getting anywhere. They're not doing anything.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was my boots on the ground buddy, Diana, in Arizona, and she lived through all of the malfeasance happening in Arizona as they tried to steal the election from Kari Lake. Well, guess what? They didn't succeed. Because we, the people, are crushing, and we're going to take our nation back, state by state. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000, but Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My digital money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market, and the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought, and that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, my digital money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, my digital money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call, and they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and mydigitalmoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have you back, and I'm very happy to have back on the line my boots on the ground contact in Arizona, Diana. Diana, big win, Kari Lake. Yeah. She won her primary, and now in November, we're going to get a Hobbs versus Lake shootout, and it's Lake for the win to take our nation back, state by state, starting with Arizona. How are you, Diana?
Right. I'm okay. And I wanted to share with you my personal experience being a poll worker. I was checking people in. That was my job. Now, I didn't know anything about how the, you know, I'd voted in person before, but I didn't know how it was run. So I want to share with you that the night before, when we were setting up everything, the guy who was in charge, very woke, I won't hold that against him, but, you know, is what it is, very disorganized, things that should have taken a half an hour, taken over an hour and a half, just kind of ridiculous. The lady who was in charge of tech had a flip phone. That really speaks volumes. That tells you everything you need to know, because people were standing around, didn't know what to do. You need to be barking out orders, telling people what to do. You know, I just jumped in because I know how to plug things in. So I was helping plug in the machine, you know, the laptops and stuff. But
what county are you in?
Yavapai.
Okay. North. All right. Yeah. You heard about all the malfeasance in Pinal County.
Pinal County. Yeah. No. And okay. So here's what was happening during the day of the election. I was monitoring and seeing these discrepancies in Pinal. They ran out of ballots, Republican ballots, probably didn't run out of Democratic ballots. Right.
Right.
And in the first hour. So they were obviously, you know, that was way wrong. And numbers of people were not able to vote. And that's really terrible.
Well, and so, that's how they steal these elections. As you know, they only know dirty tricks because they can't win. They don't have the will of the people. So right. Since you brought that up, let me play this clip, because boy, does the corruption go deep. As fate would have it, the Secretary of State in Arizona is Katie Hobbs, and she won her primary, as I mentioned. So in November, it's going to be Katie Hobbs versus Kari Lake. And wouldn't you know that the Secretary of State really has some of the blame, if not all of the blame, to take for not enough Republican ballots. So was she helping to try to rig this thing to defeat Carrie Lake? Because the establishment pick is the Rhino, Karen Taylor Robson, whatever her name is. All right, let me do the screen share here, because here's the Secretary of State's response to the fact that there were not enough Republican ballots in Penal Colony. I like to call it Penal Colony instead of Pinal County.
Given your position as Secretary of State, I know you've been keeping an eye on the polls. I want to ask you about Pinal County, the issues that they've been having out there. Talk with me about that. I know the RNC has called for the elections director out there to resign.
Well, we have been in contact with Pinal County throughout the day and helping them troubleshoot some of these issues and making sure that voters had the information they needed. And we also made sure that that they got the paper they needed and that every voter who is eligible to cast a ballot who is in line by 7 o'clock gets to vote.
Yeah. Good luck, witch. Here's Carrie Lake's response. Cough, cough, bullshit, cough. One more. Right. I'll play one more clip here because watch the rats scurry. They jump ship real quickly. So now here's Penal Colony shifting the blame to the Secretary of State, who will be running for governor in November. Listen to this.
Look, it's human error. There is the Secretary of State attempts to help all of the various election directors, and they give us some formulas to calculate and ideas that we should think about when we're calculating the number of ballots we need to order. Specifically, they tell you to look at past elections. They look at voter turnout. There are all of these numbers, but ultimately, and they tell you there are all of these additional factors, and it comes in their guidebook. And then you have to take it and you have to compile that information. You have to use some deduction, some reasoning, and then you have to make estimates based on what those numbers are.
Okay, that is such a joke. Diana, I'm coming back to you. I'll let you loose here, but what a joke. How about just make sure there's at least one ballot for every eligible Republican voter in the county? That seems pretty simple.
Correct. Well, here's the key thing, okay? And that is just because you say it doesn't make it so. And I'm so sick and tired of people lying, bold-faced lies. They just look you right in the eye. Well, we were helping every bit. But the key word there was eligible, see? And so if she is able to discount people, you know she's going to do that, right? So in her mind, maybe there were 15,000 votes that just couldn't be. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it only works one way. See,
correct.
It only works for Republicans when Democrats are in charge. But when the Democrats are in charge, for Democrats, everybody can have a ballot, even dead people.
Right. So going back to day of election, I was seeing, you know, what was going on in other counties, and I would bring it up to Mr. Woke and, oh, well, we'll just have to contact Katie. That's not going to do anything contacting her. And there were so many strange things that were happening. First of all, I noticed that all the Democrats were wearing masks, which was kind of funny because when you're out day to day, you don't see hardly any masks. I mean, it's such a weird thing to see all these Democrats coming in with masks. That was odd. And all the independents, excuse me, all the independents, I would say 99% of them voted Republican, and they were very pissed off. They were complaining about the election process. Why can't we get the votes earlier? What's going on with our elections? They were very upset. And there were so many people that walked in their mail-in ballot. I mean, they said, we don't trust the system. Now, I know for a fact there were people camped out around the ballot box, you know, the remote ballot box, you know, collections, to fend off the mules. And that had a big effect. That had a really big effect because in the last election, they would fan out the ballots so that they have proof that they were putting them in that ballot box. I think they get $3 a ballot, which is pretty disgusting when you imagine these people selling out for that. So there were people camped out all night to stop that from happening. In our location, we couldn't start right away because Ms. Tech with the flip phone couldn't figure out the passwords. And we couldn't help her because we don't have the contact to do that. So we had a line and we couldn't start doing it right away because, you know, there was a gum up in that. Now, I was at the polling place from 5 a.m. until 8:30 p.m., which is totally ridiculous. Because if someone could have been tallying the votes during the day as they're coming in, there were several people, and I'm not talking about poll watchers, I'm talking about other people who were literally just staring at screens, not doing a darn thing. They could have been, you know, tallying the ballots as they came in. Instead, they go in a big box. And then at the end of the night, Mr. In Charge starts writing down some numbers, and all of those have to get transported to Prescott, which is ridiculous, which is gives such opportunity for fraud. Because if you take it to another location, you know, that can get padded, can it? So the system has to be fixed. It really, really does. I saw firsthand what was going on.
Yeah. Let me do another screen share, because the good news is that the Pinal Colony Election Disaster Master Director of Elections has resigned. Two questions. Carrie Lake asks, if your right to vote was literally taken away, is this person's resignation enough to remedy that? How much bigger would our win be if all these people were allowed to vote? She's talking about the Republicans who weren't allowed to vote because there weren't enough ballots and other malfeasance. So the question is a good one. Is resigning enough? No, he should be investigated. And if crimes are found to have occurred that he perpetrated, he should be tried for those crimes. That's how we bring this type of election corruption to an end, Diana. There's no two ways about it, because the Democrats will steal the next election. They'll steal as much as they can in November if they're allowed to, and they cannot be allowed to. We need fair elections, because if we don't take our country back, we're going to get the Great Reset.
Right, right. And what I want to point out is that this guy took the bullet. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, right? Because Katie Hobbs isn't going to take it, right? Katie Hobbs is in collusion with the establishment, the RNC. The third party, in my estimation right now, is MAGA. Period.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Okay? You want to see how bad they're freaking out about that? Look at this.
Yes. And if we don't get MAGA candidates in, we're screwed. Yeah, the RNC is useless. They're not doing anything. They are completely useless. They have to be eradicated. Don't donate to the RNC at all. Don't watch the mainstream media at all. And direct to your MAGA candidates, because Fincham was a great get for us.
Well, listen to this. This is how badly they're freaking out. No lie with Brian Taylor Cohen on Twitter. Of course, he gets to be there. I don't. My God, Arizona Republicans just nominated Mark Fincham, a QAnon supporter, election denier, Oath Keeper militia member, and January 6th insurrectionist to be Arizona's Secretary of State. If he wins, he will run Arizona's elections. Now, let's just break that down for 1 second. The ad hominems that he attempts to put in here are such a joke. Just like MAGA, Make America Great Again, is an ad hominem because Joe Biden thinks America sucks. So according to this idiot, if you followed any of the drops from Q, you're a nutball. If you think the election that got Biden the most votes in American history as president, there's some issues there. Well, you're an election denier. If you are an oath keeper, you're a militia member.
Right.
What is an oath keeper? An oath keeper is somebody who is current or former military or police who swears to uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States of America. And by the way, because he showed up on January 6th to express his freedom of speech, he's being called an insurrectionist.
Right.
They're so vapid and empty on the left, they don't even have a narrative anymore that the American people buy, Diana.
No, because they have to. Everything is personal attacks. And you're going to see this going forward. Okay. First and foremost, Ray Epps, you know that he was Oath Keepers. He's in Prescott. Okay.
Yeah, Ray Epps is the FBI
traitor,
informant, insider, the only person not rotting in a DC jail, who on a blowhorn was directing traffic saying, we're going in, we're going into the Capitol.
Right, right. And Revolver News is at the epicenter of all the real news around this particular story. Okay. Ray Epps should be tried, and he's the one that should be in jail and not these other people. There's a guy that just came out and who said that Ray Epps recruited him.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was working in direct contact with the feds and everything. The whole thing was rigged. Now, one thing you left out was the anti-vax. that's going to start coming because these are all personal attacks. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I'm surprised that I'm surprised that wasn't in his tweet that he's an anti-vaxxer.
That'll come. But let me tell you what's going to happen here. So, because Carrie Lake was an anchor on Fox for many, many years, the beauty of that is that she knows how to deal with the media. Okay.
Yeah, she does. So
the media are so. I was on the media. I can't stand them. They're liars. And I'm going to get into this whole thing later about readers, but. At any rate, you know, when she had her press conference right away, they were queued up to do abortion because this is going to come down to Katie Hobbs, pro-abortion, Carrie Lake, pro-life. That's what they're going to make it about. They're going to have a million attacks. Karen Robeson had $30 million against Carrie Lake, who had three. It was crazy amount of money that she had. So Katie Hobbs is going to be well-funded. It's going to be nonstop attacks on Carrie Lake. But the truth is Carrie Lake can take it. She's a tough lady.
She's super smart too. I mean, I love how she gets in the Mockingbird's face when they request an interview or, you know, they try to soft pedal because they're backstabbers and she'll call them out right there. She's like, she'll call them fake news to their face based on their track record. I love that.
Yes. Well, and moreover, she runs the press conference. Okay. She's the one in charge, kind of like Trump did, right? Mm-hmm. Where she knows these media people and she knows when to go, okay, you've already had a question. I'm going to move on to this person. And when they try and override her, she's going to be able to shut that stuff down right away. She's going to be, but they already started right away, day one, when she proclaimed victory, day one, which you know they slow rolled it, so she couldn't have a victory speech the night of, right? They didn't want her to have that. They slow rolled all the votes so that she couldn't have her victory speech with all her supporters the night of the election, right? That's just what they do. So, but I love the fact that, you know, right from day one, she's prepared for those attacks because that's what's going to happen. It's going to be abortion versus, you know, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, since I did mention how Carrie slams these Mockingbird mainstream reporters, I just want to show people an example. If you haven't seen this, you really will appreciate her ability to call a spade and basically shut down these vipers who smile in her face as though they actually respect her and are going to give her a fair shake. Well, we know that's not what they do. Just like the Washington Post reporter showed up on my doorstep to do a hit piece. Listen to Carrie slam down this CNN reporter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you.
You don't have a mask on anymore. What's going
we're
on?
Outside.
Wow.
Do you have a minute to chat?
We're 6 feet apart.
Do you have a minute to chat?
I'll do an interview.
Okay.
As long as it airs on CNN Plus. Oh. Does that still exist? Yeah. I didn't think so because the people don't like what you guys are peddling, which is propaganda. Thank you.
That's involuntary servitude.
And that, my friends, is how you take the power back.
Yep.
That's it. Yeah, Diana, it's that simple. See, these people have lost all respect and all credibility, and they don't have any viewership.
No.
So the men behind the curtain have been exposed as it relates to the Mockingbird mainstream media, which is in the camp of stealing elections. The Democrats need the Mockingbird mainstream media to steal the elections. And then the media will say there's nothing to see here when they shut down the polls at midnight with Trump in the lead. And then at 6 a.m., they say, Biden took the lead overnight.
Right. They have to pay it. They knew they were going to do all that. But one thing I wanted to bring up, and that is, do you know Cliff High? You've heard of Cliff High, right?
Yeah, I interviewed him a few times back in the day.
Okay. So the only reason I brought him up, I'm a real language person. I have an English lit major, and I proved I could read and write, right? And I feel that we are right now at the mercy, if we so choose, of the tyrannical readers. From Joe Biden to, which he can't even read anymore, but all these people that are just reading these things. That's what Katie Hobbs did. She was reading talking points that she was given, you know, because she knew she was going to be asked about Pinal County, right? And so just today, when they read the deal about we're going to be on lockdown over monkeypox, they're reading these things to us. And again, just because they say it doesn't make it so. If you start pushing back on language, like I tell people with the pronoun police that I'm an English major and I can't use improper grammar. So I'm not going to do it. I'm not participating in this language situation. You're a human. I'm a human. I have a name. You have a name. Okay. That's it. I'm not doing all that. I refuse. So we have to start pushing back wherever we can and acknowledging that, you know, we have rights. So,
yeah, it's all such common sense. And one thing I just want to say before we wrap up this portion of the conversation is that red-blooded Americans who love their country and love the Bill of Rights and love their guns and love God are sick and tired of the rhinos. Rhinos like Karen Taylor Robson and Liz Cheney, the offspring of Dick Cheney, a vermin, a demon creature, who, in my view, was behind a lot of the bad stuff that happened on 9/11, and then profiteered from it when this country went into Iraq and Afghanistan and Halliburton got all those no-bid contracts. I want people to remember, that's the daughter of Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, who everybody despises. Tell me about how hated Liz Cheney is.
Yeah, well, and Pence, boy, him coming in here, trying to drum up, you know, any kind of, it, you know, it was funny that, you know, Karen, who's a real Karen, was riding around on Ducey's jet. That's illegal. That's taxpayer money. And she had millions and millions behind her. So rhinos are a real big problem. And MAGA is the third party, period. If you're not putting in MAGA candidates, we're not getting anywhere. If you're donating to RNC, we're not getting anywhere. They're not doing anything. Rona, McDaniel, I mean, come on. They're not behind. They didn't want Carrie in. They weren't behind her at all. The media, the local media didn't give her hardly any coverage because they knew they couldn't, you know, they couldn't handle her. And the rhinos definitely didn't want Carrie Lake in there because she doesn't go along with them. She is an independent thinker. And some of her policy, she's going to declare invasion day one. That's crucial in this state because they're not dealing with the border. What Ducey hasn't done anything about the border. And those little towns along the border are getting decimated by the millions of people that are just flooding through who are now getting Social Security numbers. You know that, right?
Yeah, and free education and free food and free housing. And it's all part of the Biden Destroy America plan. And Americans are fed up because what's happening right now in Washington, D.C., at the White House, in the Oval Office, is treason.
Exactly.
It really is. He's not defending our nation. In fact, he's exposing our nation to all measure of potential evil, terrorists, drugs, human trafficking. By any other word, any other name, this is sedition and or treason.
Right. Well, we have readers and we need leaders, right? He's reading all this. He doesn't even comprehend it. Most of these people don't even comprehend what they're reading. All the anchors don't. If you ask them to ad lib anything, they can't because they don't have any knowledge base. They just read the copy as is. That's what they're required to do. Just read the copy. And that's, we're suffering as a result because there isn't any comprehension. There's nobody in charge. We have no adults here. One thing I wanted to add is when I asked the head of the elections here, when are we going to see results? He said 5 days. 5 of course. Day. And I said, why? Oh, that's just how it is. Well, that shouldn't be how it is. That's unacceptable.
Well, and it is unacceptable. And we haven't had to wait 5 days because of the pressure and because of the outpouring of support on election day. I'm seeing a tweet here from Carrie that says she got 70% of the vote on election day. See, that's right. Overwhelming. That right. Overwhelms their ability to steal.
Correct. And guarding the boxes. There were people camped out all night doing that. That had a big impact because last time they were stuffing all those boxes all night long. So they weren't able to do that this time.
Yeah.
You know, people showed up because they're fed up. Yeah. They're really fed up here. It's like, no, this isn't going to keep happening. But Fincham will fix our elections. So will Kerry. Finally. Yeah. Finally.
All right. Well, let me do another screen share. This is something you sent me, and it might spark the conversation about real estate.
Right.
As Diana cut her teeth in real estate, that's kind of what she's into now. And BlackRock, I think this is actually kind of good news, lost $1.7 trillion in 6 months on the back of the worst in 50-year start for both stocks and bonds. I wonder what part real estate plays in that scenario too, because these guys have bought up a lot of real estate, single family homes that they want to turn into single family rentals. So I'm coming back to you, Diana. What is the state of real estate right now in Arizona? Are things starting to firm up a little bit, or are we starting to see the beginning of a real downturn?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I had a client move from upstate New York to Arizona, and I met her moving truck. And he told me that he's taken 400 people a day out of California, and he's got a little tiny company. And that was the same day that Newsom went into stop all the 1099. All truckers are 1099. They're all independent contractors, just like realtors. We're independent contractors. So what's happened now, currently what's going on is, first of all, we're seeing rates 6.5, probably going to be 10 by the end of the year and not going back. Because when 10. I hear people say,
do you really, really think we're going to see 10% interest rates on 30-year housing?
The money is so messed up. It's so messed up. I mean, we are not going back. And I think one of these days, little Yellen is going to come on and flip the switch and say, no more money, no more cash, can't do it. I'm going to tell you something. I had, you know how you don't want to go in the bank. They don't want you to go in the bank. Well, I had to go in the bank. This was 2 weeks ago. And I talked to the teller about the tanks around the banks in China. And do you know what she told me? Hmm. She said they had a run.
That China had a run on the banks?
Oh, here
there was a run on the banks?
They had a run.
Mm-hmm. What bank said this?
It's a credit union, actually. She said they had a run. And the local coin merchant told me a lady walked in with $100,000 cashier's check and bought gold. Because you know about the whole, you know, the lady that bought the $50 million
yeah, worth of gold and right. silver in Texas. Yeah.
That was all happening, you know, like I said, about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you said Yellen, you probably meant Powell. I sort of feel like if this recession gets bad enough going into the November elections, the Fed, in working with the Biden to try to prop up some of these demonic Democrats, might start loosening and freeing up money flow again to try to stimulate the economy, thereby potentially lowering interest rates. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. 6.5% interest rates right now to get a mortgage. Yeah. I mean, that's more than double since Biden took office.
Oh, sure. Sure it is. And I think we were running on Trump's fumes until about April. And that's when it was like brakes just went, everybody stopped. You know, the sellers think we're last year. The buyers are, I'm going to get a foreclosure. No, you're not. No, you're not. The banks are going to get those. You're not, you're listening to Cramer. You're not going to get anything. So it's a very weird time. It's a very strange time. The boomers had the money. Boomers still have some cash. The millennials, a lot of them don't even want a house. They've kind of given up. I want to live in a van, you know, stuff like that. I want to be really remote, you know, be able to travel, do things like that. So it's a very strange time in the market. Very, very strange. But this movement going on, I mean, the New Yorkers going to Florida, Chicago's going to Tennessee, Texas, California's coming, Texas, Arizona. There was a time in the very beginning of the whole pandemic thing where a lot of Californians, they drove up to Montana with a checkbook and they drive through little towns and say, how much do you want? I give them one winner, one, because those are real winners. And then down in Florida, it's the hurricanes. Here we have the heat. So a lot of these cushy people can't take, you know, other areas of our country.
Yeah.
They move and then they can't take it.
Yeah. It's hard to find nirvana really in this country in terms of temperature and climate and political persuasion. I mean, you might find the perfect state somewhere, but then it's controlled by Democrats. And so you don't want to be there. So then you move to Florida and it is unbearable in the summer, as is Texas. But I mean, to live free or die, I'll take the live free all day long.
Well, now with the, you know, this monkey pot, are you serious? You have to have a strong governor. If you don't have a strong governor, you're screwed. I don't want to live under tyrants. I don't want to live, you know, lockdown and all those rules and regulations. This is what people are so fed up with. No more. Forget it. Not doing it. And if you don't live in a red state where your governor's pretty tough, you're out of luck.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, as it pertains to monkeypox, I'm glad this is all they've got. I mean, honestly, do they think they're going to get away with lockdowns and the World Health Organization dictating that everybody should shut down their business and shelter in place because of something that is basically manifested through only gay sex? And by the way, I think they declared a monkeypox emergency in San Francisco or maybe all of California. I forget. Correct me. But they're not locking down the gay guys. They're not locking down the gay pride parades. They're not shutting down the gay discos and nightclubs and sex rooms.
No. You know, none of it makes sense. And again, language. You're lying to me with a straight face, and it's not true. And until we push back and say it's not true, you know, it's going to keep on happening. People have to have the guts to stand up just like Carrie did. Oh, that doesn't exist anymore, does it? Right? Yeah. That has to start happening because we can't continue under these tyrants. We cannot live this way.
No,
this country it'll die under these people.
No, we literally cannot live this way. The way they want us to live is to eat the bugs and own nothing and don't question authority, and definitely don't question authority if you want your social credit score to be 1,000, because if you act like Carrie Lake or anybody that they call a QAnon supporter, your credit score would be 1, the lowest possible credit score, and then you'll be cut off. So no more basic monthly income for you, serf. I don't think they're going to get away with it, Diana. We have 50 states. We have red-blooded Americans who cherish the Bill of Rights. We're armed. We're smart, and we're getting smarter by the day. So I really don't think that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab are going to get away with their maniacal mass murder plan.
You know, what I started doing, and I highly recommend this to people, is just start meeting with like-minded people. Because I have a group of women that one's a doctor, one's a financial person, you know, we all share information. That's really important right now because information is so hard to come by. You know, the Sri Lanka thing, I couldn't help but what it looked just like World War Z. Do you remember that scene? Sri Lanka, all those millions of people running. Did you see all that footage?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's what it was. It was the same thing. And by the way, I think it's interesting that a lot of films are coming out now about cannibalism.
Yeah. Interesting. That actually is a new talking point from the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should actually hit on that. Maybe I'll do a search. You can have the floor for now while I do a Google search about cannibalism, and we'll see what the mainstream media is propagating regarding that disgusting satanic subject.
Right. So I went to see Nope, which I highly recommend. It's a great movie, really good. Right. No, cartoon characters or Marvel people in it. Really good story. And I like the director. At any rate, there was a preview for a film. I think it's called Menu. And it's an upscale bougie type film that's all about cannibalism and all these people coming to a dinner party. And that's basically what they're ending up doing. Now you have Megan Fox drinking blood. That goes on in Hollywood. That's all, you know, happening. So, and I like that Soylent Green was set in 2022. That's interesting.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Was that Charlton Heston screaming that Soylent Green is people?
Yes. Yeah.
2022. Yeah. They love to telegraph what they're going to do to us before they do it. Just like they did with the Simpsons cartoons and World Trade Center 1 and 2 and 9/11 and all of that programming. And the spinoff of the show X-Files actually had an episode, it might have been the pilot episode, of a plane being hijacked remotely, filled with passengers, and headed right toward the World Trade Center building. And at the last second, the good guys save the day. They take the plane back electronically and avert disaster. But then in real life, the planes hit the buildings, but they telegraph it before it happens.
Well, in the Wayback Machine, Twilight Zone, which I thought was a fantastic show, really well written, there was an episode about ETs that come down. The people are going up. They're thinking they're going on a great trip. And then they have a cookbook. It's a cookbook called To Serve Man.
Yeah. It's right? I know that one.
Same thing. Oh, okay. You know, I mean, Gates, diabolical Gates, all the things this guy is doing, really horrific, really horrific.
Yeah, Gates is a demon creature. And the good news is, though, again, and I'll say this as we wrap this up, I've been saying it, I'll continue to say it. It is the apocalypse in the sense that the veil is being lifted. And now we can see who these people really are. You know, it's kind of like that movie, They Live. If we put on the glasses, those of us with eyes to see can see that Bill Gates is a demon creature. Klaus Schwab is a demon creature.
I have a really funny thing I want to tell you.
Sure.
I have a friend who is a pilot for lots of bougie people, and he flew Soros. Okay.
And I hope he disinfected his plane.
I know. But here's the funny part. He told me that Soros has a butler. No kidding. Who tucks in a little, napkin like this and dabs his mouth. Disgusting. Can you even imagine that?
That is a bad job. Yeah.
Isn't it?
That's a bad job. I don't care what it pays. That would be a little bit like being the butler to Satan himself.
Right. How many hearts has he had?
Yeah. By the way, speaking of hearts and lack of hearts, I mentioned Dick Cheney earlier in this interview, and guys, go Google this if you don't believe me. The man was allowed to live well beyond his years because of medical technology, probably only available to people as wealthy and connected as him. He literally was living with a heart on the outside of his body. Go look that up. I mean, Darth Vader, really, by any other name, Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah. And he and Kissinger, how many body parts have they gotten?
Yeah, I know. The demons just live forever. Yeah. Queen Elizabeth, Dick Cheney, Henry Kissinger, George Soros. They get to live forever. Meanwhile, the good guys die young. JFK, you know the story.
Right. And we all get to dab their mouths.
Diana, I always appreciate our conversations. This being only our second one, perhaps there will be a third. How do people keep up with you and find you on the interweb? Anything you want to tell people?
Well, you know, I guess if they want to buy a house in Northern Arizona, they can reach me at the contact below. Other than that, I just will keep on keeping on and I'll report whenever I see anything.
That sounds good. All right. Our guest has been Diana, boots on the ground in Arizona. Diana, thank you so much.
Sure.
Friends, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you so very much. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thank you so much for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news and for real news every single day. Check us out, won't you, for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird CIA mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
CSRQSM Social Management Software is the program that would be used worldwide by select governmental and banking institutions when the financial reset occurs. The financial reset will be a complete restructuring of the current system, eliminating all existing fiat currencies overnight.